This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Security guard and Army veteran is fired for helping deputies tackle a wanted man. You could see him jump into action in California after the suspect punched an officer and ran into the parking lot.
Thought I was doing the right thing by helping the sheriff stop him.
Kidding me? Well, 2 weeks later, Best Buy fired the Army veteran, saying in part, our policy is clear. Employers are not to chase potential criminals outside of the store. How about saying thank you?
I think this is an amazing story that showcases how the world has changed so quickly in so many ways, and not for the better. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I love stories like this, and I'll tell you why. They showcase how different things are, and when it's done correctly, it puts it in perspective that you go, you know what? I hadn't thought about that way. I want you to understand that you've got a company policy that says, leave people alone. You know, whatever they do, just leave them alone. And because we don't want you to get hurt. And I understand that. I understand that companies are now liable for so much that they're afraid of what could happen and so on and so forth. But we get a situation where a security guard working at a Best Buy tackles a guy who's on a felony warrant who had hit a cop. I want you to understand the mentality of a person who's willing to hit a cop, how bad that person is. I mean, it's like somebody saying to me, you know, he slapped his mother. You know, or whatever. You go, he slapped his mother. What? The person would slap his mother. He'll slap anybody. You know, he doesn't care. There are things that trigger you to raise it to a different level. You know, go from DEFCON 4 to DEFCON 3, DEFCON 2, and finally DEFCON 1, where you're like, whoa, this guy's a menace. Well, a guy who would hit someone, a cop, in the face and try to run is a menace to society. And society needs to react. You know, it's funny how Democrats will say things like, well, it takes a village. It takes a village to raise kids. In the old days, it took a village. Every person who's over 50 years old can tell you, in the old days, it wasn't just your parents who could spank you. The principal of your school could paddle your little butt, right? Any family member that was older, I mean, you know, an adult, could pretty much hold dominion over your buttocks if you did something wrong. And if somebody had to discipline you, like somebody on the street saw you do something wrong, trust me, you weren't going to get the one butt whooping. You were going to get another one when you got home, and you might get one from your mother and your father. That was the way things were. We took care of each other as a society. They always talk about communal, this communism. That was the prototypical communism in the sense of the good sense of the word. We were a commune. We worked to the same value systems and so on and so forth. So when a kid misbehaved, I do it to this day. I don't give a crap whose kid it is. If you're disrupting my meal or disrupting my enjoyment or something, I'll go, hey, kid, you need to calm down. And I'll find your parents and say, hey, I found your kid. He's out here running around. I hope you don't mind, but I told him he needs to calm his little butt down. And to be honest with you, I don't care if you don't mind. And I've had parents look at me like, thank you. You know, they can't control their kids. And I've had a couple of them. I had one guy, it was in a karate class. I was showing his kid something. And I'm a parent, but he doesn't know my skill set because my kid was in the same class. And he's like, you know, I'd appreciate it if you don't talk to my son. And I said, well, you know, I'm just trying to help you. He said, yeah, but, you know, he doesn't know that. And I respect it. I didn't like the way he said it, but I respect it that he goes, look, I don't know you, and my son may take the next guy as a friendly guy. You may be a great guy, but my son may take the next person as a friendly person. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it alone. And I did. But my point is, if I see somebody doing something wrong or whatever, I step in and correct. And I think that we all should. And that's what Democrats claim they want us to do. So let's go back. Best Buy has a policy, a store policy, for whatever reason. We want to protect ourselves. We don't want our employees to get killed. I get it. But an employee decides on his own, an Army vet, sees something. If you see something, say something, right? So how about this? If you see something, do something. So out of the blue, he says, oh, my goodness, I just saw this guy hit a cop. He springs into action. He does what we would expect an Army veteran, a guy who's a security guard, to do something. And instead of him being rewarded for this, he's punished. See, policies used to be that you'd say, okay, we want our global policy to be everybody just stay out of it. And for the record, that's what most people are going to do anyway. They're going to avoid the confrontation. But where heroism comes in is when that person says, look, I understand the policy. I understand why you're doing it. But this is for the greater good. This is a person who just hit a cop, is probably going to go out and do something even far worse. So let me go ahead and intervene. And yeah, I realize I'm breaking protocol. I'm breaking company policy. But you know what? This is a good thing to do. And he does it. The company is one thing, but the greater good. And we've taught this. The greater good exceeds what the company may want and what I may even want for my own safety. So here's what my point is, folks. I always try to make two or three points. And here's the first. So what we're teaching people not to do is to be heroic. We're teaching people to toe the line. You know the company policy. We don't allow for heroism here. So you're fired. Now, I'd love to put together something that gets this guy some bucks, and you know, I'm sure it's probably already happening because we're usually behind the curve, but think about that. A guy is fired for instinctively doing what he's been taught to do as a hero, and quite frankly, what we want people to do. I want you to imagine you're out and about, and somebody grabs your purse or takes your wallet or tries to steal your car, and somebody could help. Maybe they have a firearm. Maybe they're close enough to get them. Who knows? But they could help. And they just keep on walking hand in hand with their mate. And they go, oh, look at the problem that person's facing. Is that the society we want to build? Or are we trying to build this communal society where we help each other? I think that's the society we're trying to build. But leftism doesn't want that. Leftism wants drones that ignore, that do nothing. And that's what we're teaching in this new world. I'm sick of it. This guy's a hero, and we need more heroes. We need more people willing to step out, because it's not just stepping out for this. It's stepping out to be a capitalist. It's stepping out to right wrongs all over the place. But we don't the left doesn't want that. A lot to talk about, folks. We'll be back. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yes, this is Malcolm, Leoma, Tennessee. And I would like to know if Kevin has ever mentioned the Agenda 21. And I would like to hear his comments on that. What he thinks about it. It's the United Nations program that I reckon every country in the world, or most countries in the world, has signed on to for supposedly for sustained development and environment.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. I've got a query from Malcolm. I actually called Malcolm, and he said the same thing. So, Malcolm, thank you for – I called him back, I should say. I appreciate you inquiring. I don't know a lot about Agenda 21. I know that probably 4 years ago, it was a huge issue. Everywhere I went, people wanted to talk about it. And, you know, it is for, quote, sustainability. So these supposedly they were taking over housing and forcing refugees and people to move into small communities. And it was sort of an attack on what people believe to be rural America. Obviously, it's driven by the UN. And even though it's voluntary at this point, it's you know how globalists work. They're very iterative. They're very methodical. So it's voluntary today, but at some point somebody flips a switch and it's mandatory, and then we're part of the New World Order, One World, you know, Global Alliance, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was trying to, you know, figure it out, because they claim that we have all these conspiracy theories, but the UN says, no, it's not any of the things that the Tea Party is all about. But I'll tell you this, what I've learned about conspiracy theories when we bring them up is they're not conspiracy theories, they're reality. They're things that people really are trying to do. Now, one of the things that I think came from this was they were going to force communities to take refugees in certain, you know, in this refugee resettlement, they were resettling them in these rural communities and then just planting these cancers, if you will. And it wasn't, you know, like they're bringing in people that really want to leg up and want to help and grow a community and become, it was they were going to set up these enclaves. And it was around many Middle Eastern Muslim types and so on and so forth. But you guys got to do your own research on that, because I'm going to talk about it in broader terms, okay? I don't know enough about it. I wasn't going to do a whole lot of research, no offense, Malcolm, but the take on it was, what do you think Trump's going to do? Now, I read an article where a guy says Trump's part of it. You know, some leftist, Donald Trump's a shill, he's this, that, and the other. And so I wondered, what is the role of Donald Trump in the whole Agenda 21 if it lays out the way we believe it to be, where we've got refugee resettlement, they're confiscating lands, they're confiscating water, you know, demanding certain foods be grown, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it turns out that it is, let's think of it in terms of the worst possible scenario of Agenda 21. So I always look at, okay, it is the possibility that Trump is anti-American and he's part of the globalization of the world, the New World Order, and this One World agenda. And, okay, let's look at that and at the evidence. So the first thing Trump says is, MAGA, you know, some people say MAGA, make America great again. That goes against the Agenda 21 UN thing. Donald Trump has also taken money from the UN. He's called them feckless and ineffective, and he says, we're not going to give money to an organization that doesn't vote with us, that doesn't seem to care about us, etc. So he's done that. He's also said that we're going to pull our troops back. Our troops are not going to be in charge, but be led by the UN, again, because of the level of ineffectiveness of the UN in prosecuting anything that he feels like is pro-America or pro-world. So if you just play devil's advocate and say Donald Trump is for that agenda, it doesn't really meld very well with what he's done against that agenda. You look at Donald Trump in with respect to trade. Everybody was putting in these big trade unions, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, right? That was going to be a big one. NAFTA was a big one for us. The G7, well, it was G8 until Russia got out, but it was whatever it is, the European Union and its trade policies. And all those policies were impacting the United States negatively. They were part of the global cabal to steal money, generally from the wealthier countries, but it turns out we were the ones getting fleeced, and Donald Trump said, we're out of it. Take us out. He's criticized NATO, another, quote, union, another thing that people see as a globalist type thing where we can, do what they want to do. And again, who was funding NATO? America was the one funding the New World Order, and Donald Trump says, look, we can be a part of an alliance, but number one, you're going to have to pay your bills, and number two, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to send some troops. We're not doing this anymore. So when I look at it and I say, what's Donald Trump's role, I can't tell you that he's on their side. Now, what else is being done? Well, Donald Trump stands for nationalism. He wants to protect America. His mantra is America first. Make America great again. He's for preserving our nation's sovereignty. So I want you to understand how they need to destroy Trump and destroy what he stands for before they can win. And this is where I say Trump has done a pretty good job. So they want to associate the idea of nationalism as a negative term. How many clips from what? over the last 6 months that they talk about. Well, Donald Trump has a populist nationalism, and they've tried to make nationalism a dirty word. They've tried to make the idea that Donald Trump wants to make America great, and America first is a negative thing because the globalists need us to hate the word. They need us to hate the concept of the Constitution and us honoring that document of the Founding Fathers. Hate nationalism. Hate the words national sovereignty. Things must be perceived as negative before they can move forward. Now, if Donald Trump allows for the demonization of those words, which I don't believe he has, I think he's fought that. He said in his own mouth, so what's wrong with being a nationalist? Why are you trying to make that a dirty word? I want you to understand that the forces at play against us with respect to Agenda 21 have to win over our minds and ultimately our hearts into saying we don't care about our sovereignty. We don't care about America. It is okay to have open borders. It is okay to let people in. You know that. And if you become Stepford Wives, then they can win. And Donald Trump, in my opinion, disrupted all of it. He disrupted it through climate change and the Paris Accord. That was another one of these global cabals that was just going to be, let's fleece some money from people because they don't, you know, they don't know any better. This is going to follow suit. Obama was happy to oblige because he indeed was a globalist. He wanted to minimize us, make us feel small in the world. Now, back to Agenda 21. I don't know enough about it. I can't tell you that was the opinion of what, you know, that's what people were trying to do. That was the plot. I suspect it was. Now, if you ask me, what do I think Donald Trump has done? I think Donald Trump has said, you're going to honor our flag. You're going to honor our sovereignty. You're going to honor we the people, and the power is going to come back to us.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMilleresClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMilleresClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A special House Senate committee is looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another partial government shutdown. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she hopes there isn't another partial government shutdown.
Nobody wants the government shut down. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate.
Venezuela's Supreme Court is barring opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. The court, packed with members that are loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, also ordered Guaido's assets frozen. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the situation in Venezuela does affect Americans.
We used to have this idea called the Monroe Doctrine, which is interest in your hemisphere, and for too long we've ignored that. It is in our interest to ensure that there is democracy in Venezuela. We're not coming in to impose democracy on an unwilling population. The population deeply wants it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People aren't talking much about this next story, but boy, what a serious win for Donald Trump that's gone unheralded. Nobody's saying. Before I even get into this story, let me say this. I found an article in Politico that said something about 139 things Donald Trump did under the radar. And you should go back, if you can find that article, you should look at it, and the things that they were sort of alluding that Trump did bad that are all good stuff. It's funny to read it. When you read it in the context of what happened, what they predicted and what happened, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable to watch it. How wrong can you be, Politico? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm not wrong about anything. Because, see, I have an opinion, and my opinion is my opinion based on my life experiences and some smarts that I've gathered over the years, and I don't profess to know everything about everything. When people bring me a topic or a subject, I go, here's my opinion about that subject, and my opinion is right 100% of the time, even when I change my opinion. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about knowing who you are and saying, you know, I used to believe this and now I believe this, but at the time when I gave my opinion, it was still correct. That's how you got to remember. Now, that's not moral relativity. I'm not talking about, yeah, I used to think that, you know, this was lying was okay, but now I don't anymore or whatever. No, it's not moral relativity. You know, that was a bad example, but you guys know what I'm talking about. My opinions can evolve, they can do things, but at the time I gave my opinion, it was the right thing for what I was thinking at the time. And you're okay to evolve. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, but make sure that it's been a true evolution. Make sure it's been a true evolution. That's all I say. Anyway, this story is interesting to me because Donald Trump, in my opinion, is officially a one-man wrecking crew for leftism, and specifically leftist media. And I want you to check out the carnage. Because we talked about this. When Donald Trump first called the media fake news, I don't think most people didn't think it was going to stick. Probably, we really didn't believe it to be fake news. It was like, they stretched it a little bit, but it's not really fake. I know it's a bit of opinion. You know, so we did the old Valley Girl. I'm not sure. You know, maybe so, but not really. I mean, come on, Donald. Right? We weren't exactly sure. And Donald Trump stuck to his guns. He's like, oh, it's fake. It's fake. See, Trump has keen skills of observation, and he pointed out what we suspected, but we overlooked, that the media actually creates news, and that news is fake. They don't care what it is. All these reporters, and I use my finger quotes, are out there trying to figure out, how do I one-up this guy and get, you know, into the best office and all that. Think of Charlie Sheen in Wall Street, right, looking for the easy out. How did Trump figure this out? And we didn't. What makes him so special? Well, Kevin Jackson will tell you. By the way, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. So Donald Trump put himself downrange in the target zone when he dared to run for president, wait for it, as a Republican. Now, let's be clear. The media would have tried to destroy Donald Trump even if he were a Democrat, but not for the reasons that they're trying to destroy him now. See, only because nobody was supposed to challenge old Cankles, big butt Hillary Clinton. But that aside, Trump, if Trump was a Democrat and didn't have to deal with Hillary, he would have never uttered the words fake news. If Trump were the Democrats' choice, he wouldn't have had to utter it. He would have been like, hey, you know, the news isn't new. It would have been an advantage that he would have taken, just like filing bankruptcy as a business owner. He would say, hey, it's an advantage you gave me. What do you want me to do? He's not going to be, yeah, all this fake news has me in polling way ahead, but, you know, I'm not going to be optimistic. You know, he would have never said it. But he did say it, and it's been devastating to the media. And here's what the Spectator reported. There has been so much wailing and rending of garment over the weekend about the layoffs of some writers, editors, and other staff at BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett. Were you aware of this? Huh? I'm looking at you over my glasses going, did you know? Yeah, I don't think you knew. It goes on. Naturally, the affected employees are upset and inclined to blame malign forces beyond their control. Predictably, the primary villain to emerge is President Trump, who had the temerity to tweet that the real problem is the market. Here's what he tweeted. Fake news and bad journalism have caused a big downturn. Sadly, many others will follow. The people want the truth. This is not what unhappy folks want to hear, but Trump is right. That's what the writer wrote. Trump understands what many journalists refuse to acknowledge. The news business is a business, and the customers are dissatisfied. I'll let you think about that a bit. Are you dissatisfied? Let me tell you, nothing bugs me more than I see a headline and I go, God, can you just do a headline that doesn't try to lead me into something? I told you guys the other day about this headline of Amazon and their facial recognition software in both, not only Amazon, but IBM and Microsoft as well. And they go, Amazon's facial recognition software may be racially biased and cops use it. Well, what are the cops at? If that's the product that they're getting, what are you mad at them for? But they got to put the cops in it, right? Because that's what you do. You got to continue to demonize. You got to figure out where to, you know, and maybe it's somebody going, oh, this will make it that much more salacious where I'll get a few more readers because I need those clicks, man. I need the clicks. Somebody, let me tie myself off here real quick. Okay, go ahead. Put the needle in and get me some clicks. I'm like drug addicts. Anyway. So, to go on, this thing says, according to Gallup, the public has now less confidence in the news media than in banks, big business, organized religion, the medical system, the military, public schools, the presidency, the police, etc. This is true for all news sources, including television, newspapers, and the internet. Moreover, because the erosion of public confidence in the media has been a consistent decades-long process, it cannot credibly be blamed on attacks by President Trump. I'm going to stop there for just a second because here's what I'm saying. All this has been brewing from the Clarence Thomas hearings which is, and I bring that up because the justice told me himself, he quit paying attention to the media. Then he shared with me that story that they had lied about him retiring. He says they'll pull me out of here in a gurney. That's the only way he's leaving the Supreme Court. And I thought to myself, amen, first of all. But I was shocked that he had never mentioned that. And that was my wake-up call. And I started ringing the alarm bell then, going, guys, you can't just look at a title and go, boom, here it is. Right now, you know what the latest one is? Ruth Bader Ginsburg is okay. She's been spotted and she's out golfing. Ruth was seen skiing with sharks in Lake Michigan. You know, it's like, and it's fake journalism. How many? I watched this show. I told you guys of this kid. It was a legitimate show, and he was found out to have been lying about most of the stories that he wrote. Want to know why? Because nobody bothered to fact check him. Nobody wanted to do their job and just say, you know what? Our reputations are on the line here. We've got to change things. If you read the book Outliers, they talk about the Korean airline industry. You should read it. The Korean airline industry was dangerous for a long time. Wreck after wreck after wreck. I mean, crash after crash after crash, killing people left and right. And they found out that these guys were reading newspapers where they couldn't see warning lights. They weren't doing pre-flight checks like they should have been. They were ignoring warning lights when they were coming on. They were drinking and smoking cigarettes beneath the plane while it was being refueled. It was crazy. It was a wild, wild west over there. And they got to the point where the Canadians wouldn't allow the Koreans to land a plane in their airspace. They got degraded by America's FAA and so on and so forth. And they couldn't figure it out. I mean, it was such an eyesore that the prime minister of Korea or whatever they call the guy said, look, this has to change. This is when it was Korean Airlines. It became Korean Air. And you know what it took to change it? It took people going, huh, we are a culture that prides, a prideful culture, and we are losing face in the world through our airline industry. And so the head person in Korea got involved. He gave a contract to a new airlines and said, we're not flying Korean Air until you get it together. And then that group said, we have to go back to our cultural roots. We have to go back to pursuit of excellence. That it is a stain on our family. It is a stain on our country if we don't do better. And now, Korean Airlines is one of the best airlines flying. Democrats, leftists are going to eventually have to go back to their roots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What I find unbelievable is the bullying in traditional media. That
I think there are some traditional media outlets that are getting ruined by this administration, and it ruined by their own deeds. That, you know, there are certain networks and newspapers that are very clear on who they are and what they feel, and that's fine. I mean, if you put yourself out as, you know, somebody who supports Trump or is, like MSNBC, is against Trump, at least you get it. You know what you're getting. But when you pretend like you're objective, but you're not, and you are angry, and you are, you know, you are trying to kill and bully, I think that is killing. And I don't think they know it yet, but I think some of the trusted names in news are not trusted anymore because of this. And, you know, what I think it's so preposterous that, you know, Kanye West went to see Trump. He got trashed. Steve Harvey went to see Trump. He got trashed. You know, they went after me for seeing Trump. So I guess the solution is nobody should see him. It should be a boycott. That is so stupid.
That was Harvey Levin talking about the media meltdown, essentially validating what I've been talking about with Donald Trump and why he's been so successful in crushing the media. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I want to just play some clips just to give you an idea, because essentially there was a media meltdown. They're firing people at Washington Post, at Huffington Post, not Washington Post, but at Huffington Post, at AOL, Yahoo, etc. And it's a frenzy. BuzzFeed, and it's a very simple reason. They're all so anti-Trump. They're liars. People no longer believe the media. Here's Piers Morgan talking about the media. Well, actually, before we do that, there was an investigative reporter that said 8 years of Obama destroyed the media. Here's the clip.
The use of anonymous sources. Glenn, you have said that the president's right when he says some of these leaks are illegal, meaning people are sharing information illegally. But you say it's justified. Why is it justified?
If you look at the reporting of the people who are on this panel, what you see is that some of the most important revelations that have strengthened American democracy have come from people inside the government, as Dana said, discovering information and then giving it to reporters because they believe that the people have the right to know that their leaders were engaged in illegal or deceitful conduct. That's what happened with the leakers who exposed General Flynn's lies. And although the conduct is illegal, it's also, in my view, quite noble because it strengthens democracy. The problem is that if you look at the last 8 years, there has been a very concerted war on not just sources and whistleblowers, but also journalists, implemented by not Donald Trump, but by the Obama administration. More sources prosecuted under the 1917 Espionage Act than in all previous administrations combined. Journalists such as James Rosen at Fox News and Jim Risen at the New York Times, and those of us who worked on the Snowden reporting, constantly threatened with prosecution or having our phone records subpoenaed and the like. And Democratic office holders in D.C. were virtually unanimous in the idea that people who leak information that's classified are villains, they're traitors, they ought to go to prison. And this framework has been created, both rhetorical and legal, over the last 8 years that says that people who leak classified information, regardless of how important that information is, ought to be punished. And that's the rhetoric and the framework that Donald Trump is seizing on. And it's the reason why it's been so damaging to have watched Democrats who suddenly love leaks, now that it's helping them, have waged such an aggressive war on journalism and investigative reporting over the last 8 years.
So there's a guy telling the honest truth about what Barack Obama did to the media. And they were still in triage. And it's because they weren't reporting the truth then. And people woke up to it. Here's Piers Morgan. There's two parts, but he's talking about the Trump war with the media.
So you left 3 years ago. Since then, thanks to WikiLeaks, we've learned a lot of detail about CNN colluding with the Democratic Party during this election. Were you shocked by it?
I was a bit, yeah. I mean, I don't know how directly involved CNN were, but I do know that when you look at what happened with Donna Brazile and some of the other characters involved, it stank, frankly. And, you know, it brought to light, I think, Donald Trump's main beef with the media, which is that it's a two-way street, this question of respect and honesty. Yeah. And he has felt for quite some time, I think, that a lot of people in the mainstream media, for want of a better phrase, are absolutely determined to bring him down. And I think he's got a point. I think some of them absolutely are. And they were in the tank for Hillary Clinton. Their candidate didn't win. And now they are utterly determined to bring the Trump presidency crashing down. So you have a war between the media and the White House, the like of which I've certainly never seen before. And it's pretty dangerous all round.
Now, that was pretty much right after the election. And Piers Morgan gave... That was part one of what was part two. So I want to play the second part. Then I want to go. I want to play what Joe Scarborough says about the talking about the media with fake news, as if you can actually believe this guy. But he actually made a comment that makes sense as well. But here's the second part of Piers Morgan in his interview with Hannity.
From the moment that Donald Trump decided to run, you know, he was for about 4 or 5 months the only gig in town. CNN and all the other networks were racing to give him as much airtime as they could possibly give him. This, of course, fueled the monster. And then when the moment came when they thought, oh, God, hang on, he might actually win, then rather like Dr. Frankenstein, they thought, we've got to kill him off. But by then, Trump, the nominee, was gone. He was off and racing around America. And he became unstoppable. And I noticed in the last few months of that campaign, it got more and more virulent. You know, papers like the New York Times, frankly, I thought were a complete disgrace. They weren't even pretending to be anything but in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And I found that as a journalist pretty obscene to watch, actually. So for the New York Times and others now to be saying, oh, poor us, you know, we're the innocent parties here. Donald Trump is annihilating the media and breaking down the First Amendment and so on. It's pretty rich, I think, given the way that they themselves conducted themselves as the supposed paper of record. So I think that there is fault on both sides here. I think that it is dangerous and toxic, and I think that the media have got to start showing President Trump a bit more respect, and he in turn and his White House operation have got to show the media a bit more respect, and they've all got to move on.
Well, I disagree that Trump needs to show the media more respect. The media needs to respect itself and start reporting the truth. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, I want to play Joe Scarborough talking about the media. Actually, you know what? That clip's too long. I don't want to play. Plus, I don't care. I think we've made the point, right, that the media has been its own worst enemy. But here's what I want to go on in talking about this particular article, because The Guardian went on to talk about, because as I mentioned earlier, Yahoo, let me look at it real quick. BuzzFeed, HuffPost, Yahoo, AOL, and Gannett all laid off multiple people. And The Guardian explains the problem. They said revenue per click, the business strategy that had informed digital publishers for years, was effectively pronounced DOA this year as leading players in the sector once viewed as future of journalism announced deep cuts. In letter headline, difficult changes. BuzzFeed founder and chief executive Jonah Peretti said the company would reduce headcount by 15% or about 250 jobs. So they now have only 1,100 employees globally. They made its numbers last year after missing them in 2017, but Peretti told employees revenue growth was not enough to be successful in the long term. He had to reduce costs. We can thrive and control our own destiny without ever needing to raise funding again. At the same time, Verizon said it's going to trim 7% of headcount, 800 people from its media unit, which includes Huffington Post, Yahoo, and AOL. Another signal of distress came Friday when Warner Media announced it would close its digital investment arm, Warner Media Investments. Job losses followed sales or cuts at MIC, Refinery 29, and elsewhere. But publishing as a whole had already shrunk sharply. By some estimates, the shift to digital has resulted in an overall reduction of business from 50 to 80%. Now, they could solve the problem immediately, all of them, by simply reporting the truth. One of my friends tweeted this. He said, if I had a brick for every story CNN had to retract, I could build a wall. I told you guys of my story with Clarence Thomas. I don't need to recount it again, but the media is a lie. Yeah. Nobody fact-checked Clarence Thomas's story, by the way, and said, you know what, he never said that. Nobody could even come up with a source. It was a lie. This correction that's happening is long overdue. How long have we endured a media completely in bed with leftism? Let me answer for you. It's been decades. And then came the media dragon slayer, Donald Trump, the unrelenting branding machine who dare call the media what it is, fake news. So now, hundreds of leftists search for work. They enter the real world where make-believe isn't going to cut it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.